It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Well, the first dig out of the year.
Yeah, you got all dug out, get your snowblower out for last night.
You know, I got it. I moved it from the shed to the garage, but I still got to change oil and do some other maintenance on it before it's ready.
Good thing it wasn't any more snow than we had then.
Yeah. I had somebody call me this morning and ask if I could shovel them out. I said, just write your name in it.
Just see, I did a little shoveling this morning.
I see. I noticed that.
Yeah, that's just for Chris's benefit, of course.
The little bit of work you actually do.
Yeah, that's right. It's a manual labor.
That's right.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Herman Nyberg. Herman was born on March 5th, 1927, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce this name of the town, but he was born in Norway.
Oh, okay.
Gjuvik? Njuvik?
So we'll just go say Norway.
It's a very Norwegian town. Passed away on November 18th, 2006. He entered active duty into the United States Army on November 29th, 1945 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about a year and a half later on February 24th, 1947 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a light truck driver with the 71st Quartermaster Depot Company. Served 5 months and 5 days foreign service in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Marksman with the M1 rifle, the World War II Victory Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Herman, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
And of course, we're going to be saluting the vets in the month of November with the Veterans Day coming up. We'll be talking more about that next week.
Yep, and I already talked to our courthouse maintenance about lighting up the courthouse for Operation Green Light.
Oh, that's right. That was pretty cool. They had green lights at the courthouse last
year. Yeah, it's amazing what a couple of floodlights can do.
Yeah, so I was wondering how they did that, but I guess it's just a
couple of floodlights and a couple of lamps.
Yep, pretty neat.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
All right. Well, our topic today, we're going to talk about the Military Family Advisory Network. They're looking for some input or something?
Yeah, they want to hear from veterans. You can share your voice and help shape the future of veterans and military families. The VA had a press release on October 24th provided by the Military Family Advisory Network seeking input from family members of veterans in order to better support the military and veteran community. Every 2 years, Military Family Advisory Network, or MFAN, fields the Military Family Support Programming Survey. National Study provides a comprehensive look into the support needs of military-connected families. The results help capture what matters most to our nation's military and veterans. All members of military households aged 18 and older are encouraged to participate, including active duty military personnel, veterans, and their spouses. Survey covers topics like child care, employment, family relationships, financial readiness, food insecurity, health and well-being, housing, and military-civilian transition. Why should you participate? The idea and stories collected not only shape the narrative around veteran life, but set the agenda for VA leaders, lawmakers, advocates, and community providers. Through the survey, respondents have a unique opportunity to amplify their lived experiences and form veteran-centered programs, policies, and resources. Many recent advances in veteran support have spawned from research findings. The PACT Act was signed into law to provide care for toxic-exposed veterans. There's been an increased attention in funding for mental health care and suicide prevention. President signed an executive order to strengthen access to high-quality care and support caregivers of wounded, ill, or injured veterans. And there are currently proposals to increase veteran eligibility for federal food and nutrition assistance programs. These are all results of the input. But over time, research becomes stale and needs to change. That's why MFAN is depending on feedback to not only ensure they're addressing recurring pain points, but also staying ahead of emerging issues in the veteran community. So you can make your voice heard, share your story, and help shape the future of veteran support by visiting MILFA Network, milfanet.org/survey, milfanet.org/survey. Respondents can expect an approximate 20 to 30 minute completion time and may enter for a chance to win one of many gift card prizes. Survey results will be released in June of next year. MFAN is a 501c3 organization. The sharing of any non-VA information does not constitute an endorsement of products and services on the part of VA. So that's some legal jargon there.
There you go. Disclaimer.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. But I didn't read it in super speed.
That's right. You're supposed to read that about 10 times faster than you normally talk, so we can't understand it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, if you're a family member of a veteran or military member, they're seeking input from people like you. So, this article made the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week, and might be able to find some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
Still got any of those magnets at your office there, in case anybody wants that number?
Lots.
And you can stick them on the refrigerator? And
lots
have
of them.
All right, so stop by and say hello.
That's right. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. We're in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level.
Yeah, still leafy level probably right now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of leaves up there.
Thursday I was out for executive board meeting with MACVSO, and I was talking to colleagues all around the state, and we were griping about, box elder bugs, Asian beetles, leaves falling, and, things like that.
The usual fall stuff.
It's nice to know that in Pine County, the box elder bugs and the Asian beetles are as prominent as they are in Lac Parle County.
So, right. Well, do they race them like they do in Mineota? Or
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Okay.
Didn't even bother.
All right.
I'll be in the office all week this week. Next week is looking a little more tricky, but we may have to do some radio magic on Monday because I think I have a meeting in St. Cloud.
Okay, and that'll be, I think, next week you're doing your show talking about the discounts that are going to be available. Coming up during Veterans Day. So
yeah, as you say, my annual discounts and promotions show. So. Right.
So we look forward to that.
Yep.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for the info. We will catch you again one way or another next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Steve Gregus. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office in Montevideo, Minnesota for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones.